弟兄姊妹们，感恩节快乐。
Brothers and sisters, happy Thanksgiving.
从刚才开始到牧师的祷告呢，我们都一直重复的听到感恩、感恩、感恩。
From the beginning until the prayer by Pastor Troy, all we have been hearing is Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving.
可是你相信世界上还有很多人不知道什么叫感恩的吗？
And do you believe that there are many other people in this world that have never heard or couldn't understand what Thanksgiving is?
若是每一个人在世界上的，我们都除了我们的家人之外，我们对他的感恩，我们还会向别人献上感恩的时候呢，这个世界就不像今天这么残暴的世界。
Now, if all of us could express the kind of thanksgiving not only to our families and friends, but also to other people, then the world wouldn't be so messy.
我觉得基督教应该是一个感恩的宗教。
And I believe that Christianity should be a religion of thanksgiving.
表示说，若是我们每一个基督徒做了基督徒，在教会里面呢，我们在这个世界上呢，我们一定会过着一个感恩的日子。
So it means that each one of us should experience a life of thanksgiving.
因为我们知道，我们活在一个不属于我们的世界。
Because we are living in a world that doesn't belong to us.
我们知道我们活在这个世界上是因为创造天地，上帝是属于他的。
We live in a world that belongs to God because God is the one who created this world.
而且他把所有一切人类所需要的都丰丰富富给了我们。
Because everything that God has created, he has given to us.
当我们用完了以后，时间到了，我们就要走。
And when we used it up, and when the time has come, we're ready to go.
所以当我们是基督徒，我们相信创造天地万物的上帝是给了我们这美丽的世界来享用。
So when we believe that God is the creator of the universe, creator of all things, giving us all things to experience and to enjoy.
所以我们就承认我们一口的呼吸，我们今天眼睛可以看到漂亮的景色，都是上帝丰富的供应。
So we could believe that everything that comes to us, the breath that the air that we breathe, everything that comes, it's all given to us by God.
所以基督教的信仰是一个感恩的信仰。
So Christianity is a religion of thanksgiving.
当我们打开眼睛的时候呢，我们就应该开始感谢上帝。
So the moment we open our eyes in the morning, we should be should be filled with thanks.
当我们跟我们的家人接触的时候，我们要感谢上帝。
So as we gather with our families, we should be giving thanks to the Lord.
当我们来到教会的时候，我们感谢上帝给我们这么多身边的弟兄姊妹。
As we come to church, worship, and see other brothers and sisters around us, we should give thanks to God for our brothers and sisters around us.
很多人他们遇到困难，他们不知道谁来帮助。
And many people, when they encounter difficulties, they don't know where to go.
有很多人，他们突然之间有的好消息，他们不知道应该向谁来分享。
When they hear of a good news, they don't know where to share the joy.
有一些人，他们突然有问题需要帮助的时候，他们不知道给谁打电话。
And when some people encounter challenges and difficulties, they don't know who to call.
有一些人觉得很颓丧、很孤单的时候，他们不知道找谁来聊天。
When some people are lonely and experience some loneliness, they don't know who to call to come and sit beside them.
而有一些人他们在试探当中的时候，他们不知道谁可以来帮助他们脱离试探。
And some people experience temptations, but they don't know where to seek help.
可能我们大家都会说，哎，像我们的家人。
And perhaps many of us would know, oh, maybe perhaps we can ask our family members.
若是我们有一个非常完美的家人家庭的话，我们会求助于我们的家人。
Perhaps if we have an ideal family, we certainly can look for our family help.
那除了家人之外，还有谁我们可以去找呢？
Other than your families, who else can you call?
我们感谢上帝爱我们。
Thank you. Thank the Lord because He loves us.
他救赎了所有愿意接受他救恩的基督徒。
He saves all those who respond to His call.
他把我们放在这个教会的里面。
So He placed us in this church.
在教会里面我们有很多好朋友。
In this church, we have many good friends.
在教会里面我们遇见一些上帝放在我们身边让我们跟他们一起成长的。
In this church, He placed many friends so that we can grow together.
因为教会不是说就是这个建筑物。
The church is not just merely a building.
教会就是你跟我放在一起的那个群体就是教会。
The church is the body of Christ, you and me together.
圣经里面很多处的都提到基督徒就像肢体般的这个关系。
In the Bible, it tells a lot about how the parts of body that functions together.
为什么用我们的关系呢？是用肢体来去形容呢？
Why do we use the body parts to be able to work together?
为什么我们今天来到教会，看到你，看到我，我们聚在一起的时候呢，我会说你是我的肢体呢？
Why is that when we see each other in church, you are part of that body?
神很清楚地提醒我们所有的基督徒。
God is very clear in revealing to us what it means to be a Christian.
原来上帝从四面八方把我们来到，把我们聚在这门教会里面。
God has drawn you from different parts of the world so that we can gather together.
他要我们在人生的道路上不走的不孤单。
So that in our life we won't be lonely.
他要让我们在这个人生的道路上。在喜怒哀乐里面我们有可以同分享的对象。
So in the walk in our life, in our journey, that we can share the joy and we can share the sorrows.
他也让我们知道我们人生道路上我们有很多的缺乏，很多的缺点，却有人可以来帮补。
He understands that each one of us would have weaknesses so that other people can help you.
所以圣经里面把我们之间的关系呢，形容成为手足情深的那种的关系呢，是因为我们是不能分割的。
So God is very clear in the Bible. It tells us that because we cannot live by ourselves, so we need each other to be able to work together.
他也告诉我们说，我们之间可以彼此帮补的。
So he explains to us that we need to help each other.
因为我们没有我们在地面上没有一个人是完全或者是没有需要的。
None of us can say that you can work independently that you don't need anybody else.
圣经里面也提醒我们，这个身体之间的关系呢，是要我们学习彼此相顾。
The Bible tells us that very clearly. And Bible tells us that we need to.Assist and help each other.
我们可以同甘共苦的来度过我们面对的每一天。
We can go through challenges together.
我们来看看这一段的圣经。
Let's look in a passage in Bible.
这一段圣经是用恩赐来去说明我们教会当中神赐给我们不同的肢体。
And here's a passage that tells us that God has gives us the parts that we think that we can work together as the body of Christ.
所以这个肢体的关系也表明出上帝把我们放在经文教会，让我们有弟兄姊妹可以跟我们一起的度过我们每一天的日子，是一个祝福。
So God has placed each one of us in the church so that we can work together as different parts of the body so that we can work and grow together.
其中的一段圣经它是这么说，在哥林多前书十二章那边。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says,
他说身上的肢体我们看为不体面的，越发给他加上体面，不俊美的越发得到俊美。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 12:21 it says, And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And partsThat are unpresentable are treated with special modesty.
所以这里是告诉我们，上帝把我们放在一起的意思呢，是要我们学习彼此的帮补。
So God is very clear in putting this together so that we can help each other.
我跟你跟他，所以我们每一个人呢，我们的背景都不相同，我们的能力也不一样。
So you and I come from different backgrounds. Our abilities are different.
我们才干，我们的性格，每一个人都不一样。
What we can do in our personality, we are all different.
神把那些需要的人，或者是能够帮助我们的人放在一起，让我们成为一个完美，成为俊美。
And God has placed those who are in need in our midst so that we can make it more complete.
24节这里说24节跟第25节他说我们俊美的肢体自然用不着装饰但神配搭这个身子把加倍的体面给那些缺欠的肢体免得身上分门别类总要肢体彼此相顾。
So chapter 12 verse 24 and 25, it says, while our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its part should have equal concern for each other.
所以这里告诉我们说，主把我们能够放在一起是一个最大的祝福。
So as you can see, God has placed us together.Is the greatest blessing.
主把我们放在这个教会当中，让我们一起的彼此欣赏。
So God puts us together so that we can appreciate each other.
主给我们放在这个教会当中，我们要彼此的相顾，你给我，我给你。
God put us together so that we can help each other, concern each other.
另外最后一节是说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同得荣耀。你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。
So the last couple of verses it says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it.
这里是说到呢，有福我们一起同享，有苦我们一起同担。
So it tells us that.When we experience blessing, we can enjoy the blessing together. But when we experience suffering or difficulties, we can share that difficulties together.
有一天早上呢，有一位姊妹刚刚从教会的门口进来。
In the morning, there's a lady that walked into the door.
我称她为姊妹，是因为她刚刚接受主。
I called her a sister because I believe that she just accepted.Christ.
他在我的办公室里面呢，他就告诉我他怎么样的经过了他非常痛苦的日子。
She shared with me in the office that how she had gone through all the challenges and difficulties.
他告诉我们说他怎么做决定把脑上的瘤把它拿走。
So she shared with me that how she made the decision, the difficult decision of removing the tumor from.Her brain.
而在他在医院做检查，在所有的每一个阶段当中，他都看到教会非常多的弟兄姊妹来探望他。
And so in the hospital bed, she has experienced and seen, witnessed all different people, brothers and sisters from church to come and visit her.
他看见教会的爱让他能够度过难关。
And she had witnessed the love.Of Christ through the members of the body, so that she can go through that.
她一直告诉我说呢，我非常感谢教会的弟兄姊妹。
So she said, I'm very thankful to the church and to all the brothers and sisters.
若是不是在金门教会当中，有谁来探我呢？
But if it wasn't because she was in the Golden Gate Church, who's going to come and visit me?
我从不同的国家来到这里，我不太认识人。
I come from different country, and I don't know a whole lot of people.
可是教会弟兄姊妹一而再的，他来探访我。
But the people from church always come and visit me.
后来我就挑战他要不要接受主。
So later on, I asked if she would like to accept Jesus Christ.
其实他的心都已经准备好了。
As a matter of fact, her heart is already ready.
他不但看到我们弟兄姊妹的爱心
，so she has seen the love that was shown through different people.
他看见耶稣基督的爱在我们当中表现出来
，so she has seen the love of Jesus Christ being reflected in the many people.
我们非常感谢我们的上帝
，so we thank God.
我们之间就是你跟我的之间呢，我们是基督的身子。
Because you and I are this body of Christ.
这样的彼此各自做肢体的这种事迹。
So as we move the body parts together,
是上帝赐给我们最宝贝的一个礼物。
So it's the greatest gift of God, all that God has given us.
所以我们在这个人生的道路上走的时候
，So in the journey of our life,
我们可以学习彼此相顾。
So we have to learn how to be concerned for each other.
就像圣经所说的
，The Bible tells us very clearly.
便叫身体渐渐的增长，在爱中建立自己。
So we are to love each other.In the love with the love of Jesus Christ,
神也用这种的方法让我们彼此之间来一起的学习成长。
So God has used different gifts for us so that we can grow together.
我们可以彼此的接纳，我们可以彼此的饶恕和包容。
So we can accept each other and forgive each other.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
当我们每一天走进教会的时候。
Each time when we walk into this church,
你看见那些用笑容欢迎你的招待员。
When you see a smiling usher,
看见在崇拜当中带领诗歌帮助我们一同敬拜的音乐小组。
When you see the praise team leading music,
站在讲台上传递上帝话语的传道牧师。
When you see the pastor sharing the message of God,
当我们走在房间参加主日学的时候
，When we walk into a Sunday school classroom,
我们看见那个教导我们的老师
，When we see somebody that teaches us,
身边坐坐的弟兄姊妹
，When you see all these people that are sitting next to us,
当我们参加不同的小组的时候
，When we walk into different small groups,
我们在那边分享。
When we share with each other,
我们在那边鼓励。
When we encourage each other,
我们在那边提醒。
We guide each other.
请问
，We ask.
我们为着他们感谢上帝吗
？Do we thank the Lord for them?
就像今天的主题，我们感恩有你吗
？Today's message is the thanksgiving is because of you.
我们感恩有你在我们的身边，是因为上帝安排你在我们的身边。
Our thanksgiving is because God has placed you next to me.
求主帮助我们从今天开始。
So I pray that God, beginning today,
用感谢来踏进这门教会。
We walk in with an attitude of thankfulness.
用感谢跟弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时间。
We use a thankful attitude so that we can gather with our brothers and sisters.
感谢上帝为弟兄姊妹有很多的方面。
We thank God for giving us different gifts.
保罗他常常提醒我们，他自己本身常常为教会的弟兄姊妹感谢。
Paul had written and also reminded us he's always thankful to the people in the church.
我们很容易为自己感谢上帝，因为上帝给我们的恩典。
And we are always thankful to God how God blessed us because how God has given all the gifts to us.
我们会感谢上帝，因为上帝给我们好的家庭。
And we're thankful to the Lord because God has given us great family.
可是我们能不能学习走前一步，走多一步呢？是为别人来感谢。
Can we walk another, take another step so that we can give thanks to the Lord for someone else?
因为别人给我帮助。
Because the other person gave us help.
因为别人陪我同行。
Because the other person walked alongside with me.
别人与我担当。
Because the other person bears the burden with me.
再多进一步。
So one more step.
就像保罗常常献感谢的。
So,Paul always says that.
这里其中一个他说，第一，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神，因你们的信德传遍天下。
Because first I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because your faith is being reported all over the world.
保罗的感谢不单只是停止在这个你对我的帮助。
Paul didn't stop his thankfulness just because of you and me.
Not only.
Not only you and me.
保罗的祷告 进更进一步的，就是说到为着弟兄姊妹属灵生命的成长来感谢主。
Paul is also praying for the spiritual growth of all the brothers and sisters.
当他看到弟兄姊妹这么爱心的时候
when he sees the people that loves the Lord so much.
当弟兄姊妹对上帝有这么信心的时候
when he sees the growth of their faith.
他从心里发出感谢。
So his heart is full of thankfulness.
感谢上帝给那个人的信心，那个人的爱心。
Thank the Lord for his faith and the other person's faith.
是属灵方面是看不见的那一个属灵的生命的成长来感谢上帝。
See, he's praying for the faith of people.
接着下去，他有另外的一段经文，他这么说：感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，但现今却从心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you have come to obey from your heart the pattern of teaching that has now claimed your allegiance.
保罗是为着弟兄姊妹的改变，生命的改变来感谢上帝。
Paul is praying for and giving thanks to the Lord for the change of heart for those people. He's giving thanks to the Lord.
他看见上帝奇妙的工作在人的生命中。
He has seen the work of Christ in the life of these people.
接着下去还有一段的经文是在哥林多后书九章十一节，他说叫你们凡事富足，可以多多的施宜，就借着我们使感谢归于神。
So one more passage in 2 Corinthians 9:11 it says, You'll be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
当保罗看到弟兄姊妹为了需要的人而施舍的时候呢，他感谢上帝，因为他们有这样的能力跟爱心。
So God, Paul gives thanks to the Lord for when he's seeing other people of their generosity, when they give that so much in giving help, he gives thanks to the Lord.
我在这里写最后一个的就是在以弗所书一章十五十六节，他说因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神。
So one more passage in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers.
他为着弟兄姊妹去爱众人，爱众人的心，爱弟兄姊妹的心，他为这个献上感谢。
So he's praying, he's giving thanks to the people, giving thanks to the Lord for the people, sharing the love to other people.
我们求主帮助我们。
So we pray that God would help us.
我们今天所有的，我们要感谢神。
All that we have, we want to praise God and thank God.
神给我们的家庭，我们要感谢上帝。
God gave us his family, we want to thank the Lord.
上帝给我们的好处，我们感谢他。
God gave us so much blessings, we want to thank the Lord.
但是不要停留在这里。
Don't stop right there.
要为你每一个星期、每一次见到的弟兄姊妹，为他们献上感谢。
We want to give thanks to the people that we see every week, or a small group that we meet, we want to give thanks to the Lord.
用我们的口跟他们说谢谢你。
And use our mouth to verbalize and say thank you.
在星期二参加这个 ACC 成人活动的时候
And on Tuesday when I attended the ACC activity
那个我们的主任 Lana 呢就问了一个问题
So our director Lana asked us a question
感恩节到了你们要为什么感谢
So Thanksgiving day is fast approaching What can you give thanks to?
有一位姊妹呢她就大声地说出这样的话
So there was a sister that would yelled out loudly and said something like this.
她说我们为我们的牧师来感谢上帝。
And she said, we want to give thanks to God for our pastor.
她就看着他。
So she looked at her.
有一些人看着她。
So some people looked at her.
她说不是吗？不是吗？
Isn't that right?
你看看我们的杨牧师，我们的李牧师，我们的吴牧师，我们的蔡牧师，我们的赵牧师，我们不应该为他们感谢吗？
Isn't that right? Shouldn't we give thanks to Pastor Yang, Pastor Lim, Pastor Pastor Helen, Pastor Choi,
yeah.
Pastor Chu, Pastor Pastor Lee.
这个是他说的话，这是他说，蔡牧师也在当中，这是他说的话。
Now this is what she said.
当他这样讲出来的时候，你说我们听到的这些牧师们，我们会怎么样
？So as you can see, can you understand the feelings as a pastor to be sitting there listening to this?
当我们感谢别人的时候，别人的感觉会是怎么样
？When you say thanks to someone else, can you understand the feelings of that person being thankful?
感谢上帝。感谢弟兄姊妹带给我们会带给我们很多的祝福
thank the Lord thank you our friends thank your brothers and sisters the blessings that he has brought us
我在这里写了几点、
oh, there's a few points here
感谢有你
thank you because of you
若是我每一天都感谢每一个人感谢很多弟兄姊妹的时候呢我会非常开心的过我的日子
Now, if I do that every day, my life would be full of joy.
当我看见的弟兄姊妹，我为他们感谢上帝，我也感谢他们的时候呢，我就会发现他们有更多的优点。
When I give thanks to somebody else, that I would be more appreciative, I would discover that he has more, there's so much strength in that and values in that person.
因为呢，感谢不在口中。
Because thankfulness is not just in the mouth.
是从心里而发。
Because it comes from the heart.
当我们的心中被感谢所充满的时候
，When our hearts is filled with thankfulness,
我们对事情的看法就非常的正面。
We have a different way of seeing things.
当我们感谢有你的时候
，When we are thankful to you,
我们就很珍惜我们在一起的时间，我们会很开心，我们会很享受的。
And we will treasure those moments that we have together.
当我感谢有你的时候呢，我就会为你而感谢主，而接纳你所有的一切。
When we are thankful to you, we will accept whatever difficulties, accept the way you are.
当我们跟同工一起开会的时候。
When we have a meeting with other co-workers,
我们说我们感谢有你的时候
，When we are thankful to you,
我们就会更同心、更喜乐的一起开会。
And we can work together more cohesively.
当我说我感谢有你的时候
，When we are thankful to you,
我就很大胆的将我自己的一切需要跟挣扎，我会告诉你。
And we can boldly express the needs that I have to share with you.
当我看到弟兄姊妹，我感谢他们的时候。
When I see you and give you thanks,
你帮助了我，让我能够更感谢上帝。
You have helped me so that I can be more thankful to the Lord.
感谢有你。
Thank you for being.
感恩有你。
Thank the Lord for you.
这是上帝的心意。
This is what God has given us.
在希伯来书第十章二十四节这么说。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24 it says.
这里提醒我们，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
当我们的教会每一位弟兄姊妹都学习向对方献感谢的时候。
When we have learned how to express our thankfulness to each other,
我们的教会会更不一样。
And our church will be very different.
谢谢。